You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 1994.
How you like my cats there, Brenda? Still cracking up over the cat song there. Hi, welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 1994. I am Fred Volby, sitting behind the microphone of the DX Audio Service in the Sheetrock Announce booth located at Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. And our telephone number here at the studio is area code 419-228-4199. We got a lot of material to cover on this edition of the DX Audio Service. First of all, Ken Chatterton wanted me to remind those members who do save their DX Audio Service cassettes about our binders that we have at the Publication Center. I guess we haven't talked about this in a long time. We've got 12 cassette binders for $7.75 or 4 cassette binders for $5.25. Those are available from the Publication Center. If you remember back a couple of months, I guess it was, Bob Rathburn asked a question on the DX Audio Service about WABC being on 880. And I sat there and thought about that for the longest time, and I remember something in history about it. But I think Bob is right. So what we did is we contacted our good friend John Bowker, Mr. Historian himself, and John's going to answer the question. John, what do you have to say about this?
Well, Fred, Bob is quite right in remembering that the flagship station of the Columbia Broadcasting System in New York used to give a free plug to their young network competitor, the American Broadcasting Company, every hour on the hour. The call sign was WABC for several years after the ABC network was founded. But on August 29, 1946, with a grand program heard coast to coast on the Columbia chain, as it was known in those days, the WABC call sign was changed to WCBS. So I hope that answers Bob's question, Fred. And now, if you'll cue your engineer to spin his theme music, I will, for the first time in DX Audio Service history, introduce the keeper of call letters, the correlator of station changes, the switchmaster himself, Mr. Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch, the first one in 1994. It's right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. We have about four editions of the Switch to get to this month. We'll start with reference number 325 and some call letter changes. 990 WANT Richmond, Virginia, changing to WTMM. As a matter of fact, that change has already taken place. 1320 WJJS Lynchburg, Virginia, becomes WXYU. And on 1330 WZKC Camel, Ohio, changing to WASN. Under otherness, on 630 KKPL Opportunity, Washington, is silent. 860 WWKO Cocoa, Florida, is silent. 1200 WGNY Newburgh, New York, has moved here from their old frequency of 1220. And on 1570 KMYZ Pryor, Oklahoma, is back on the air. Moving on to edition 326, quite a few call letter changes. 1240 WAGO Reading, Pennsylvania, becomes WIOV. 1280 WPXY Rochester, New York, changing to WHTK. On 1310, KAAM Dallas, Texas, becomes KTCK. 1340, KDEN Denver, Colorado, becomes KKYD. On 1350, WAVJ Black Mountain, North Carolina, changes to WZQR. 1400, KIXT San Luis Obispo, California, becomes KIID. 1460 WKKV Racine, Wisconsin, changing to WBJX. Two changes on 1470 KMFI in Sierra Vista, Arizona, becomes KNXN. And WVBX Georgetown, South Carolina, changes to WLMC. On 1480 KWUN Concord, California, changing to KKIS. And on 1580 KZKL Albuquerque, New Mexico, becomes KRLL. One grant to an existing facility of interest on 1540 WPGR Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, will go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. They change their antenna pattern to U4. That's different patterns day and night. And the city of license changes to Ballas-Sinwood, Pennsylvania. Looking into otherness on 1030 WQSE White Bluff, Tennessee is silent. 1230 WCKJ Augusta, Georgia. This silent station has returned to the air. 1410 KTME Lompoc, California is back on the air. 1470 WCLA Claxton, Georgia has gone silent. And on 1570 KLEX Lexington, Missouri is also silent. Onward to edition number 327, call letter changes on 1030 WTGR Point Pleasant, West Virginia, changes to WBGS. This is a news station that has not yet been on the air. They had applied about a year ago to change to WTGR. That application never went through, and they reverted back to the construction permit's original set of assigned call letters, WBGS. On 1050, WISM, Eau Claire, Wisconsin becomes WEIO. 1170 KSTT Davenport, Iowa becomes KJOC. And on 1340 KBOS Fresno, California changes to KKTR. In otherness, on 1340 KKYD Denver, Colorado, this silent station has returned to the air. And on 1470 KDEW DeWitt, Arkansas, this station is silent and is in trouble with the FCC for not submitting a request to remain silent. The station may face a stiff fine and possible loss of license. We'll follow up on that for you. And finally, moving on to reference number 328, many call letter changes starting on 680 WOGY Memphis, Tennessee becomes WJCE. 860 WWKO Cocoa, Florida becomes WRFB. 990 WYAT New Orleans, Louisiana changing to WGSO. 1010 WERQ Baltimore, Maryland becomes WOLB, and we'll tell you why in just a few minutes. 1190 WBDY Bluefield, Virginia changes to WHYS. There's also a story around that we'll get to. On 1200 KOQI Soquel, California becomes KBOQ. 1320 WXYU Lynchburg, Virginia. That's right. Just moments ago, we told you about them changing to that call. Well, they're changing again, but we want to keep your record keeping straight, so we wanted to include the brief sojourn as WXYU. They now change to WVLR. 1330 WEYZ Erie, Pennsylvania. This is a call letter swap. They become WFLP. 1340 CHCW1 in Grand Center, Alberta now gets their own call. They are CJCM. 1460 KTLK Lubbock, Texas becoming KTNP. Here's the other half of that Erie PA call letter swap. On 1530 WFLP in Northeast Pennsylvania takes up the call WEYZ. And finally on 1570 WFEL Towson, Maryland changes to WKDB. Looking into otherness on 800 WDSC Dillon, South Carolina, we find this station is silent once again. Their FM, by the way, is also silent. It is being sold. There is no word yet on the fate of the AM facility, but at the moment it is silent. 930 CJCA Edmonton, Alberta. Scratch this one out of your log. The station is silent. The license has been turned in and the call letter has been deleted. This station is gone. On 1010 WOLB Baltimore, Maryland, we told you we'd have a story about this new call letter. They are now simulcasting WOL, the 1450 station in Washington, D.C. So to match, they have changed their call from WERQ to WOLB. On 1160 WVNJ in Oakland, New Jersey, this brand new station had announced a target date of the 1st of December, but they didn't make it on that day. And a call to the station reveals that they are now not announcing a date. They will be on the air, but they are not announcing a specific date. They possibly may be on by the time this tape reaches you. 1170 WBRW Bridgewater Township, New Jersey. According to the local newspaper, the Somerville Messenger Gazette, this silent station has been sold. The new owners are on the verge of returning it to the air. 1190 WHYS in Bluefield, Virginia. This station now simulcast WHIS, the 1440 station in Bluefield, West Virginia. Having been to the Bluefield area many times, we can attest to the fact that the 1440 station, WHIS, has an excellent signal in both these cities, Bluefield, Virginia, and West Virginia, of course, essentially the same city with the state line running down the middle. The 1440 station is non-directional, has 5 kilowatts during the day, and covers all the areas the 1190 station covers quite well, so we can't imagine what the advantages of simulcasting both stations, but at the moment, WHIS and WHYS are simulcasting. On 1260, KJQI has a new City of License. They are now licensed to Beverly Hills, California. 1270 WYAK, Surfside Beach, South Carolina. This station is silent once again. 1300 WCJL, Marinette, Wisconsin. You can scratch this station out of your log. The license has been canceled. The call letter is deleted. 1440 WWZN, Winter Park, Florida. This silent station back on the air with a sports format, by the way. 1450 KMHT, Marshall, Texas. This silent station should also be back on the air by the time this tape reaches you. And finally, KBCW in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota has gone silent. And that wraps it up for the first 1994 AM switch. I'm Jerry Starr. I'll see you in a month with the February edition. Right now, John Bowker is standing by at our Florida studios. I can just see him now. He's probably standing out in the backyard with his shorts on, his dark glasses, and his sunbonnet, standing out in the backyard next to the lake, soaking up all those rays, while those of us who are up here in the north are freezing our, well, anyway. Next month, I plan to seek revenge because in February, I'm going to be visiting John at the Florida studios, and I plan to bring a big cardboard box full of heat back with me. John, take it away.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Hello again, everybody. And say, it occurs to me, we have a star sandwich, don't we? After all, Jerry Starr is a ham radio operator. And with my wry sense of humor, he came between two pieces of me, you see. Okay, Fred assures me we're a little bit less rushed this month than last, and I neglected to tell you last month that at the end of today's segment, I'm going to list everyone who has ever contributed to the travelogue in, what's that, 7 or 8 years of travelogues? Goodness. Say, but first, I have a couple of things for you. First of all, I have the travelogue, but actually I want you to hear something even ahead of that that Dale Ham arranged for us. Now, Dale has contributed a lot of IDs to the travelogue over the years. He recently moved from Alabama to Austin, Texas, and once there, he arranged for the following on a nearby station.
I want to say hello to Fred Vobey and all the gang with DX Audio Service. Thanks for listening, gang. By the way, this is 1260 AM KTAE, Taylor, Texas. Well, the forecast for area...
What do you think of that, Fred? I told you last month I had something for you, and you were rushing me so much I couldn't get to it. Hey, Dale, that was real nice, and you'll recognize, Dale, that I had to edit that somewhat, but that was really, you did your part real well, so thanks very much. Very thoughtful of you. Oh, boy. So anyway, now we come to the 1120 dial position on the travelogue. And we're going to hear more than one ID from a couple of the stations we have on tape. But considering there are so few stations, there are only 18 stations on the air in this frequency. Two of them are in New England. We're going to start with those, of course, as we always do. And we're going to start with one in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, on the January 1994 DX Audio Service travelogue.
Bob Dylan with Tangled Up in Blue on Walden 1120, WADN Concord. It's time for our storyteller program here on Walden 1120 every Sunday afternoon.
You know, I'm hoping that station makes a commercial go of it because they are one of the first stations in the country that ever picked up the BBC for newscasts and relays of various types, and they're in a real competitive market just outside of Boston. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, last Labor Day at the National Radio Club annual convention, Camille Petreca came up and handed me a cassette she had made of an 1120 station from her home in just outside Hartford, Connecticut.
WBIS AM 1120, your official NCAA, Knicks, and Rangers station in Bristol.
That's 1,000 watts from, what would you say, 20, 25 miles away, Camille? Nice job. Thanks very much for contributing that to the audio service. That's great. If we go out to the western part of New York State, we go to Buffalo, indeed, and a station out there that has operated under at least two call signs in the recent past.
For Earl Thomas Conley, Fire and Smoke.
On 1120 Country, WWOL Buffalo. It's a mostly cloudy Thursday morning, 16 Celsius or 61 degrees Fahrenheit. ABC News Worldwide next at 9 o'clock.
Don't know what happened out there, but WWOL was in Lackawanna when I was growing up, and back in the real days, I guess. They changed the call sign for Hit Radio.
And you know it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
and gentlemen, AM 1120, WHTT Buffalo proudly presents...
Yes?
Stan Stashyshynski.
No!
Can't believe polka music in Buffalo. Come on. HTT is too good a station. I'll bet they do other things, too. WHTT.
701 and 43 degrees downtown. We're WHTT, FM and AM Buffalo.
That's better. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Coming up, Squeal of Fortune.
That's bad.
Stand by for your chance to be a winner. Don't call yet. We'll tell you when to call.
Oh, well, they'll call us. We'll call you. You know, that brings us to God's country, at least in the eyes of one of our people, Jerry Starr. He grew up in northwestern Pennsylvania, and this station had to be one of the influences in this young man's early days.
It's 7 o'clock at your favorite station, 11 WKQW, Oil City.
Your favorite station, Jerry?
Not much to celebrate this Labor Day in the West.
Kind of a lousy network line there. Let's try it again.
It's 11 o'clock at your favorite station, 1120 WKQW.
Still your favorite station.
Oil City, Franklin.
With music like that, you don't need a network. Because you don't have too many listeners either. But, you know, no, when it comes seriously to networking... this station, I think, in Washington, D.C., has the direct line right where they need it as far as networking.
The Gospel, Spirit of Washington.
WUSD, 1120 a.m., Washington.
Tragedy in Harlem. I'm Derek Davis, NBN News.
That's the best kind of networking I can imagine. But here's a station in Mississippi. As a matter of fact, we have the whole sign off, I believe. Yeah, sign off from Dale Hamm. They, too, have the connection.
WTWZ, Clinton, Jackson, Mississippi, dedicating this station to Jesus Christ for his glory and honor, comes to the close of another broadcast day. WTWZ is owned and operated by Wood Broadcasting Company Incorporated with studios at 608C, Highway 80 East in Cobblestone Square, tower and transmitter on Johnson Street in Clinton. WTWZ operates on an assigned frequency of 1120 kilohertz. Is authorized by the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C., with an effective output power of 5,000 watts day and 2,500 watts during critical hours. We encourage you to call us at our business offices at 924-8216 or address all correspondence to Post Office Box 31, Clinton, Mississippi 39060. Join us again tomorrow morning as we dedicate this station to Jesus Christ for his glory and honor. Turn on the power with your clear channel AM 1120.
In the power.
Now, if we come up north a little bit, halfway from Chattanooga to, let's see, what would it be? Knoxville. You go by this little station at 1120 on the dial. I bet you can't tell me the call letters. I'll tell you what it is after you listen. What a filter, huh? WCGM, that is, in Maryville, Tennessee, just outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. We come up to the state of Ohio now, in one of the two Nelsonvilles in this country, I find, to my embarrassment.
On your AM dial, Nelsonville, southeastern Ohio's Tower of Power.
1984, New York City in a ticker tape parade for the heroes and heroines of the U.S. Olympic team.
You know, Paul Mount is one of our contributors to this program and to the National Radio Club, too. He was born in Nelsonville, Ohio, and last month when I said Nelsonville's station went from 1110 to 1120 to 1130, remember that? It was the other Nelsonville, I hate to admit. Nelsonville, Indiana was the one I played you last week. last month, I should say. So, Paul, thanks for the correction, and we'll bring this up again next month because the one in Ohio did go from 11:20 to 11:30. All that sets the scene for the powerhouse of the Midwest.
Dodgers are in the field
on the banks of the Mississippi.
Identification. This is the Cardinals Baseball Network.
This is Pat Summerall. Stay tuned to Superstar Radio, KMOX, the voice of St. Louis.
Now, they do more than play CBS Sports with Pat Summerall. They have the top news.
CBS News, Richard C. Hottlett reporting on the CBS Radio Network.
And he's a winner, too.
Bob Hardy's For Your Information, The World of Religion, Jim White's Letters to KMOX, and more every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 here on KMOX St. Louis.
That's a winner of the Midwest on Sunday mornings. And during the weekday drive time? Just after drive time.
Kevin Morgan and Charles Brennan for the morning meeting. It's the law in Missouri and Illinois. Depend on it. Weekdays from 8:30 to 11 on AM 1120. KMOX, St. Louis.
You notice that program starts at 8:30 in the morning? 8:30 on drive time mornings, they start a new program on KMOX. I don't understand it.
If Bosnian Serbs accept a UN peace plan.
Okay, we got enough news. Now, we go out to the state of Utah. And the Mormons, they too have a connection.
Today at 1-800-426-1342.
This is Christian Radio, KANN, Roy Ogden, Salt Lake City, 1120 AM.
Yeah, there they are in Ogden. Oh, we got another one from them, too. A little upbeat music.
Christian Radio, KANN, Roy Ogden, Salt Lake City.
Yeah. That's the kind of Christian music I like, I have to admit. If we go to the West Coast now, I remember sitting in San Francisco on several evenings back in 1976 listening to this next station. Out of Oregon, of all places, 50,000 watts with a beam that goes right up and down the Pacific coast. You couldn't imagine a better time. And do they carry sports? They sure do. Listen to the team. Boy, is it the Yankees? No. Is it the Dodgers? No.
Well, I'll try to help
is
you.
Is it the Maulers? No.
Most of the rest of the traffic.
What team is it?
This afternoon on KPNW.
Take it easy. Hi, on your way home. Tom and Tom show coming up. Scams, swindles, and ripoffs coming up as well. Stick around for that.
This is the giant 50,000 watt voice of the University of Oregon Ducks. News Radio 1120. KPNW. Eugene Springfield.
Well, EBC News, I'm John Grimes.
In all fairness, they carry more than the Ducks. They carry the Emeralds, and they refer to them as the M's. It's a baseball team. Oh, dear. KPNW, it's a fine, fine station. 50,000 watts, directional day and night, but they don't change patterns and things like that. That's the list and the rundown of stations we have for you at 11:20 on the dial for this month. But now the big segment here is I want to pay homage to all the people who have sent in cassettes. Some of you have sent in one station. Some have sent in tape after tape after tape. I'm going to read you the names alphabetically as best I can and give you some indication of where they recorded the stations. Steve Bauer. Steve, you lead the list alphabetically, and thanks so very much. On Wichita, Kansas, Steve's covered us out there very well. Tom Bilton from South Carolina. Paul Burkhardt in Eastern Massachusetts. Ron Clark from both Pennsylvania and North Carolina over many years. Skip Dabelstein, he was in Missouri at one time, Kansas City, now up in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. Thanks, Skip. Rick Dow in Nebraska, North Dakota. Tom DeMeo in Harrisburg. You heard a nice band scan from him, 2 months ago now? George Dominguez from Nevada. Mike Dukin in Wisconsin, up in the Tomahawk area. Mike Friddle from New York City. Cindy Froelich from Madison, Wisconsin. And Dale Ham from all over, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, Dale. Dale is our second largest contributor of station breaks outside the Bowker family. And Dale, my hat's off to you. Keep up the good work. Wayne Heinen out in Colorado, he's doing everything for the National Radio Club. Tim Hendel in Florida and New York State. Got some nice ones out of the central part of New York. Let's see, we have Herndon in Tennessee, in the western part of Tennessee, isn't that right? That's correct. And Ernie Holt in New York and Alabama. Bob Jadruziak in Phoenix, Arizona. Scott Johnson out in Eureka, California? I'm close. It's up in the north, western part of the state. Randy Jones in Florida, and over in St. Augustine. Don League in South Carolina. John Malachy in the Pittsburgh area. Mark Marino down in Southern California. Larry Mann, he's the one that sent us in the stuff just recently from Southern Florida. We have Laura McCusker. She's a contributor to the DX Audio Service. She recorded some things along the Hudson River area for us. Paul Migliarelli, New York City. Ed Mitkus from Georgia. Paul Mount, Ohio and New Jersey, I regret to say. Camille Petreca from just outside Hartford, Connecticut. And Bob Rathbun in Eastern Massachusetts. Marty Rimpaw in California, too, and Bill Roberts up in northwestern California. Werner Reich in Alaska. Those of you who know Werner from Milwaukee, for instance, yes, he's gave me a lot of stations in Alaska. Very clean cuts, too. Billy Sampson in New Jersey and Barry Chenal in Virginia. John Smith in Missouri. Mike Smith in Iowa. Joe Sorensen in Minnesota. Jerry Starr in mostly in eastern Ohio, a little bit of western Pennsylvania, Jerry, thanks. Mark Strickert all over the United States. Oh, boy, I tell you. And Fred Volpe from Ohio to North Dakota. Bob Walker in Michigan. Jim Watts in Georgia. Tandy Way here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. Phil Wayne in New York and Ohio and several places in both states, actually. Ernie Wesolowski, of course, in Nebraska. And then we come to the last two. One is Dan Bowker, our youngest son. He did the North Shore area of eastern Massachusetts, up around Lynn and Beverly and all that. And son John S. Bowker, he is now covering all of the western states of the United States for us. All of them, except California, Texas, and Oklahoma. And so he's come through with several hundred IDs in the recent past. Thanks to everybody. This has been a long segment, Fred. I appreciate your allowing us a little extra time. John Bowker will be back with 11:30 on your dial on the Travelog for February 1994. So long for now.
This is Jim Snowbarger from Marshalltown, Iowa.
And this is Bandscan.
Hello again, you DX nuts. It's time for that column that lets you look up and down the AM dial as seen from various listening locations around the country. And tonight we're listening from my listening post out here in central Iowa. I'm located out between, about straight south of Minneapolis and straight west of Chicago. That puts me northeast of Kansas City and northwest of St. Louis. In fact, if you drew a circle around me at a radius of about 250 miles, you'd pass pretty much through the Twin Cities, west of Omaha, down through Kansas City, just this side of St. Louis, and then over through the Chicago area. We're about 150 miles west of the Mississippi River. Well, let's get together in the studio here with the Kenwood receiver late at night and the old Palomar loop antenna I was trying to sell a while ago. I didn't sell it, but still works. Let's see who's got the blues here on 540. Now, that would be CBK up in Regina, Saskatchewan, 50 kilowatts, non-directional. Now, if I look southwest, you got the Mexican down in San Luis Potosí, 150 kilowatts at night. And a lot of times they're a lot stronger than that, too. 550, a bit of talk show from KSD St. Louis.
Last stop should be Rothman.
560, looking south. Bruce Williams from Springfield, Missouri, KWTO. And looking east, a bit of WIND, the Spanish, the female voice there. Both 5 kilowatts. 570 and 580 are kind of DX's paradise. You get to 590. Pretty weak signal tonight from WOW Omaha. Normally, they're a lot stronger than that. 600 WMT Cedar Rapids, about 70 miles away. Naturally strong. 610's WDAF from Kansas City. WTMJ Milwaukee. 620. 630's a mess, but 640. Let's see, we got WWLS from Norman, Oklahoma on here. The sports talk show. That's a 1 kilowatt at night. And if I look west and listen carefully, a bit of KFI in here. Let's see. That's it. 11.99. Music Plus. KFI is coming in tonight. I'll be darned. Normally they don't. WSM. not as strong as usual.
Capability entirely convincing. Remember,
there's the fan. Especially tough one. WMAQ.
1993. The playmaker for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
680.
Of their offensive success.
KNBR is coming in tonight. San Francisco.
Control of the team's offensive.
I'll be darned. And if we look south, we'll get KFEQ St. Joe. 5 kilowatts, about 180 miles away. That's the country music. 690 CBF in Montreal. And 700, of course, requires no identification or amplification. They are big.
On one,
that's 710. Let's see. The country music would be WHB Kansas City. They just went country, by the way. 5 kilowatts into the east.
On the big show, Memorable Lane on WOR. We're presented.
Ah, better than usual.
A note here from the Dixie Patrol.
WGN.
Where are they from? What do I have to do?
730. Let's see what's on 730 tonight. Pick it up here. That's the Mexico City station. XEX or XEW, I get those mixed up. Mixed with KKDA in Dallas, which is only 500 watts at night, by the way. Directional, of course, but they do come in here once in a while. Sometimes much stronger than that. 740. A bit of talk show from KTRH in Houston. CBL is normally strong, but they're off the air. It's too late. Move along to 750. WSB is weaker than usual tonight. There we go. Quite a bit weaker. And looking northeast, this is CKGB Timmins, Ontario. Sometimes they come in here too strong. They're only 5 kilowatts directional at night, but boy, they're in here.
We're able to WGR? You with a birth.
You're listening to the best of Lynn Samuels. Lynn can be heard live weekdays from 9 a.m. to 11
a.m. ABC.
For tonight, clear to partly cloudy.
WBBM.
50 on Monday.
790. CIGM Sudbury, Ontario. 50 kilowatts at night. Supposedly directional. ND night for the Canadians.
I guess better news.
There's the old CKLW.
Your worst fear is at first.
I'd say that XEROK down in Juarez is off the air because they're strong usually. 810, not much from WGY, but we do get them quite often. No, can't get them tonight. WBAP on 820 from Fort Worth. Strong as usual. 830, what's going on here? What the heck? Now, wait a minute. Looking north is WCCO. Minneapolis.
And I think that's probably...
But we look west here, and what the heck is this? Let me... another Canadian, I guess. Must be completely non-directional night for them. Let me pause a second and see if I can figure out who the heck this is. I'll be right back. Well, that turned out to be Key 83, CKKY, out in... Wainwright, Alberta. They're only 3,500 watts directional at night. Well, they were beating CCO up, weren't they? Look what they've done to our clear channels. WHAS in Louisville.
Louisville.
KOA Denver, strong as usual. They always rock in here. CJBC from Toronto. 50 kilowatts on 860, of course.
3367.
WWL.
And it's New Orleans, Louisiana.
Usually stronger than that.
Code 70.
News Radio 88 Sports.
WCBS competition from CKLQ and Brandon, Manitoba tonight. And WLS.
And so-called licensing and distance.
Da-da-da-da-dum. That's it. We just did it, folks. We got to the destined location. And thank you, Jim Snowbarger, for that exciting look at the AM band from your listening location in Central Iowa. Now, I want to talk to you. That's right. You know I'm talking about you. You haven't sent your tape in yet. And Fred threatens with that handle. He's got that toilet all primed and ready to flush us straight down the drain. If we don't start getting some more tapes in, I believe he's going to do it. So you got to put one of these together and ship them to me. I'm really curious, and so are a lot of other people, what the band sounds like from your location, especially those late-night scans, because there are a lot of stations in there we all have in common. And so do it and send it in. Here's the address. Send your tapes to Jim Snowbarger, Snowbarger, at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. Till then, Jim Snowbarger saying happy scanning to you. One final note, if you could, please use an analog radio. Thanks.
From 31,000 feet above the Rockies, here's Captain Jeff Tynan with this month's CPC report.
Hello.
This is Jeff Tynan with the NRC CPC report for January 1994. First test of the year, WSTH on 540 kilohertz, broadcasting from 1236 Broadway, Columbus, Georgia, 31901. WSTH will test on Monday morning, January 3rd, between 2 and 2:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The test will be run at 5,000 watts with code IDs. Reception reports should be sent to Mr. Jerry Katz. That's K-A-T-Z. Second test, WZNN, 930 kilohertz. Post Office Box 130, Rochester, New Hampshire, 03867. Should be a good catch for those of us to get that one. They'll be testing on Saturday morning, January 8th, between 2 and 2:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with test tones, code IDs on their 5,000-watt pattern until directional pattern until 2:25, and then non-directional until 2:30. Send reception reports to Mr. Paul A. Uilla, U-I-L-L-A. Third test, KDLA on 1010 kilohertz, Post Office Box 1088, DeRidder, Louisiana, 70634. We'll conduct a DX test on Saturday morning, January 15, between 5 and 5:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This test will be run at 1,000 watts and consist of Cajun wrap and code IDs. Send reception reports to Mr. Steve Donaldson, Chief Engineer. Next test is WADV on 940 kilohertz, Post Office Box 940, Lebanon, Pennsylvania, 17042. WADV will test Saturday morning, January 29. Between 2:30 and 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Test will be at 1,000 watts for 10 minutes, 5 watts for 10 minutes, and then back to 1,000 watts for the last 10 minutes. The test will include bluegrass music, southern gospel, and code IDs. Next test, WFRM, 600 kilohertz. Care of WTRN, Box 247, Tyrone, Pennsylvania, 16686. WFRM will test four stations simultaneously on Monday morning, January 31, between 12:30 and 1. The tests will be run at 1,000 watts, include march music and code IDs for all four stations. The other three stations are WTRN 1340, and for your FM buffs, WFRM FM 96.7 and WGMR FM 101.1. Send all reception reports to Mr. Robert H. Lynn, Chief Engineer. And the last test, WYNI 930, 201 Office Park, Monroeville, Alabama, 36460. They'll be testing on Tuesday morning, February 1st, between 2 and 2:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The test will be at 5,000 watts, include marches and code IDs. Reception reports go to Mr. Harold Harris. And I believe I left out the reception report contact at WADV 940. That would be Mr. Craig Baker. Back to you, Fred.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for that CPC report. And on our telephone, we've got Ken Chatterton. How you doing, Ken?
Oh, not too bad, considering the weather.
How's the weather up there in upstate New York?
Well, for this part of the country, it's pretty good for this time of year.
Well, what do you call pretty good, though?
Well, that's about 30 degrees, and it's raining.
Okay, well, we've got partly cloudy skies and only about 40 degrees, so I guess we're doing a little bit better.
Well, at least the rain, you don't have to shovel away.
Yeah, that's that's true. Of course, you could be like Bowker sitting on the banks of Tampa Bay or whatever, sipping on a pina colada and everything.
Well, some people have all the luck, I guess.
Yeah, you know, these rich ex-RCA people, you know.
That's what it takes, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I got an idea. How about some contests for this month? You got something for us?
Well, we've got several that we've been running throughout the year. Some of them have gone by now.
Okay.
But we do have one that is designated as contest number one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is to log as many of the NRC and IRCA CPC tests as possible.
Okay.
And there's 1 point for each station logged. This one runs from October 1st until March 31st. And the prize on that one will be a $5 certificate, which can be applied toward any NRC product or toward your next renewal.
Okay. And how should they send in that information?
Most of these, they can send it by tape if they wish. We'll need the frequency, the call letters, and the city of the station. And we don't need it sent in as part of the contest, but keep on hand enough material to really prove that you heard that station.
Okay, such as like a detailed report or something.
It doesn't have to be detailed, but a couple of ads. Something that really points it toward that station.
Okay.
We're not going to be very, very strict on how we grade these.
Okay. And before we get into the address information, do we have any other contests?
Yes, there's, in January, there will be our 10-day spree. Choose any 10 consecutive days you want and log as many stations as you can. And here we count 1 point for every clear channel station. 2 points for every regional channel station, and 3 points for every local channel station. You pick the 10 days you want, but they must be 10 consecutive days. And, of course, you don't have to have a logging on each of those 10 days either.
Does the station, or can the station be in your own city?
Yes, any station that you can hear.
Okay, so basically you're just going for the highest number.
Right.
Okay.
That same contest will be repeated in March.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we do have some Canadian members. We have a Canadian special, which is to log U.S. stations only. But you cannot count any station which is in a state which borders your province.
Ah, okay, that's going to be interesting.
And again, the clear channel stations count 1, regional 2, and local channel stations 3 points.
Okay.
That one runs from October 1st, 93 until January 31st, 94. The price for that one is a $5 certificate. Incidentally, the price for the two 10-day spree contests will be $3.
Okay.
And we have one that is special for the DXAS members. This is our contest number 9. It will run January 1st to March 31st. The idea is to log as many legal IDs as possible on tape.
Mm-hmm.
We need the call and the city. Those
okay.
Two items must be audible.
So in other words, like here in Lima, if the guy says 94 WCIT, that doesn't count, right? They have to say WCIT Lima.
Right.
Okay.
Well, technically, it doesn't have to be a legal ID. They could say WMIT 94 Lima.
Okay.
But somewhere in there, we need the city and the call letters.
Okay.
And these must be taped.
Okay.
We're going to turn these over to John Bowker when we finish with the contest.
All right. And where does all this material get sent to?
To Box 164, Mansville, New York,
mm-hmm.
13661.
Okay. Ken, I'd like to thank you for giving us the update on the contest. Ken Chatterton from the National Radio Club's Publications Center, and I should make mention that on that DX Audio Service member contest, the tape IDs, there will be a $5 gift certificate given to the person who logs the most IDs, and your tapes must be submitted before April the 15th. That's April 15th, 1994, to be registered in the contest. Again, send them to the Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, USA. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sneak out for a bit of lunch here, and then we're going to come back with part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Phil Wayne and I have been sitting here in the studio reminiscing about old radio. He's got a bunch of old carts and tapes that he picked up at an auction. So I guess we're going to sit down after the audio service is done and listen to these things. Some great stuff there. And see, on part two, we got the travel log market scope. Let's try that, right? Historical moments in radio, musings from members, and a whole lot more, including some air checks and some other stuff. So you stay tuned to your National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We'll be back just as soon as your little fingers can flip that cassette with more DX stuff from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.